Traveler, wait just a moment, would you? Oh, I don't want any trouble. In fact, I'd like to spare you from some. As I'm sure you're aware, the Riverlands have become rather treacherous of late. Wolves, lions, outlaws, broken men. Me? Oh, I am none of these things. I only wish to help those wandering through as best I can. The Riverlands is my home, you see. And I would hate to see its soil swell with more blood. A threat, Traveler. Oh no, you mistake me. I do not make threats, just observations. Grim predictions based on experience. You see, you're traveling rather light. And you're traveling alone. These things together do not make an optimistic outcome. As you can see, I never travel alone. This here is Horace. He doesn't talk much, but don't think ill of him. He's an understanding, kind-hearted. But he does well to keep the riffraff away as we venture through the valleys. Oh, do not be nervous of him. He would never harm someone without cause. And I'm sure you will give us no cause. But back to the matter at hand. You're traveling light, and you're traveling alone. While I cannot fix one of these things, I might be able to help with the other. I cannot offer you friends or company, and I most certainly would not offer you Horace. He would be heartbroken to part from me. I can, however, offer you high quality protection. For very little coin. Armor, leathers, helms, weapons, anything of travelers such as yourself would need to survive their journey through these battle-fraught lands. Are you interested? Oh yes, I have quite the selection. Much of it in very fine. A few swords, Horace tells me, have never even been drawn to taste battle. And he certainly knows his swords. But regardless, my goods are gently used. It means, dear traveler, that the previous owners had no further need of them, like you do. Vultures? That's such an insult. We're only trying to help those like yourself. Can you honestly say that you could afford to waltz into any forge and have crafted for you a molded armor and matching? Can you honestly say that you could even afford to wander the markets and cough up the coin for even a common man's kin? Considering that you have obviously done neither, I will assume it is a no to both of those. I can offer you full sets at fractions. I only curate the more well-crafted pieces. Northern leathers, southern steels, very minute blemishes on anything. They're certainly more than suitable for a traveler like yourself. There is no risk. None of my pieces bear sigils. Ah, that's it. I knew you would come to see reason. You're a clever one, I can tell. Now, let's move on to the goods, shall we? Very well. First, I'd like to offer you my selection of armors. I have a good multitude of both leather and steel. For a traveler like yourself, I recommend staying light. You'll want to be able to move around quickly, especially when you're alone. Any threat you encounter would likely outnumber you, so it's unlikely you could face them head on with the brute strength. Of course, it is all up to you. I have just met a few travelers in my time, and do a good bit of traveling myself. It is simply my recommendation. However, we do want to make sure that we give you something that could, at the very least, give you enough protection for you to make your escape. Is less protective than solid plate armor, but it's incredibly flexible and will keep you agile, which I imagine you value. This one, particularly, I like to offer. Slips nicely over your head and clasps together at the side with sturdy leather belts. Would you like to try? Wonderful. Let's see how it fares on you. Oh, I think that does rather nicely. It fits you very well. What do you think, Horace? That's a yes. I can already tell you're feeling more secure, safer. Good. Would you like to see any other pieces? Very well. I think the jack would fare you well. Certainly better than your current predicament. Now, I don't wish to come off as crass, but that sword, is it your own? No need to look troubled. I am not trying to villainize you. I'm sure whoever you took it from no longer had use of it. I simply ask because it doesn't quite fit you. I think you know that, yes. I have seen Horace wield his sword countless times with precision and fluidity. It is because his weapon fits him so well. It is an extension of himself, as a weapon should be. It is your most crucial bit of defense. It will keep you alive, safe, free. It is not to be underestimated, nor undervalued. While I would hesitate to call myself a swordsman, I have learned quite a bit in my travels. I understand the importance of form and confidence in your weapon. I believe yours might be too big for you. What do you think, Horace? That's an agreement. I have something I think would fare you better. A bit shorter, a bit more slender. I have seen swordsmen being proficient in similar weapons, and they move like water and strike their foes with an unmatched strength and brutality. Here, take this. Swing it around a bit. See how you like it. Ah, yes. Doesn't that feel more natural? I can see it on your face. On your body. What do you say? Perfect. So it'll be the brigandine and the sword for you. Let me see what you have to offer. A little short. I'll tell you what, traveler. I'll keep this and your sword, since you will no longer have need of it. And we'll call it even. Very well. Good luck, traveler. May your journey treat you well.